Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1. There is Kenny Chesney featuring Pink with World on Fire. It is 8:09, 60 degrees on the morning kickstart. And October, I keep saying Iowa first for some reason. My words just are failing me today. But October is Pork Month. And in honor of that, we wanted to speak to somebody who is up for a big award. It is a Grundy County farmer, Jared Baker, joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Malia.
And how are you doing today?
Doing well. Got a little rain last night, so we'll take a little break from the field this morning and see what this afternoon brings.
All right. Well, that's not too bad, is it?
No. It gives us a chance to catch up on other stuff.
Okay. So, Jared, your farm is located where?
We are just southeast of Dyke by about 3 miles.
Okay. So, you're in Grundy County.
Yep.
That's cool. And that's just north of here. Got some wicked feedback going on. Sorry about that. Now, you are a pork producer for the most part, but then you also said something about working in the field. So do you grow your own feed for your pigs?
Well, we grow our own feed, and then I'm also in a manure hauling operation with my uncle. So we haul a lot of that waste from these hog buildings out onto the fields to grow the corn. To feed the pigs, so it's a really sustainable operation and a way to do things.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. And that's a good way all the way around to include that back into other production, because we all know pigs make a lot of that, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So tell us about your pork operation. How big is it? What do you guys do? Who do you mostly sell to? That kind of thing.
So in the grand scheme of things, we're pretty small compared to a lot of producers or a lot of pig farmers. We have 50 sows. We raise specifically for actually show pigs, which we sell to 4-H and FFA kids across the country to use for their 4-H and FFA projects to exhibit at their fairs. Hmm. So it's a little different than just the mainstream pork production, but at the same time, we are using these animals as a tool to engage 4-H and FFA exhibitors into the life of pork production and pork farming.
Right. So then they get the experience of raising them and also understand where they come from and in the whole process start to finish then. And you also get to help educate the public in general by helping these 4-H kids along.
Exactly. And in a line that I do, I like to use is, you know, we may not always make every single one of these kids a pig farmer by the time they're ready to start their careers, but we are definitely making advocates for the pork industry, and they're learning on how things are done the correct way and the right way.
All right. So I wanted to take a moment to talk about America's Pig Farmer of the Year 2016. Now, you're a finalist in this contest. How did that come about, and what is the process from here on?
Well, I was nominated by a couple of different people. So when I was nominated, then you apply. We went through an application process, went through a few interviews. The application process was extremely long. It was about 6 or 7 pages. They wanted to know more about our farm. We went through an interview. They gave us, they announced the finalists, which I am a finalist, along with 3 other pork producers who are also very very good in their own right and bring a lot of good things to the table. And then we were in Chicago for in-person interviews I was about a month ago. So we did those in-person interviews. There was an online voting portion. That was in September. And next week they will announce the winner.
Okay, how did the swimsuit competition go? That's what I want to know.
You know, I kind of bowed out of that one.
Oh,
I wasn't quite sure that, I don't know if that'll hurt me or not.
But, okay, all right. We won't hold it against you. Well, Jared, we wish you the best of luck and hope to hear. Definitely let us know how that turns out. And, you know, we wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. I sure appreciate it.
Most definitely. That's Jared.